Hello and welcome to day 20 of our 21-day course. Today is all about the winners versus the losers mindset. Now, before we jump into this, please understand that when I say the loser's mindset or the average mindset, it doesn't mean that the essence of the person is that they're a loser or they're average. It means that they're temporarily using a losing mindset, a failure mindset. Does that make sense? Great. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to go through quite a number of points to do with the winner's mindset, what successful people do to succeed. And it really will tie in with every single day that we've done in this 21-day course. Now, I want you to be honest with yourself. I want you to mark yourself out of 10 as to how you feel that you're doing in each of these areas. Because there's different levels of being able to do all these. Like, for example, say I talk about taking action. And you got to take consistent action every day. It's got to be actions that are in alignment with your goals. And at times, you got to take big, bold action. You may decide that you are a person of action. But your actions have to produce results. So if you're getting results and you're taking big, bold action, and you're taking those small, consistent steps, and your life is turning out the way you want it to go, then you're going to be closer to a 10. Does that make sense? Whereas if you're taking actions and you're consistently taking actions but the results are not happening, well then obviously there's something missing. Perhaps you're not taking the big bold action when necessary or taking inspired action where necessary. So you'll mark yourself lower on the scale. Overall, when you look at it afterwards, you'll be able to accurately see where you are. And this is one of the great secrets to success, to be able to honestly look and see where you're at, because then you know how much work you have to do in all the areas. Make sense? And then, as Napoleon Hill used to say, you can correct those weak spots in your personality and turn them into your greatest strengths. So let's make a start. Number one on our list, the winners of our world make decisions and rarely, if ever, change their mind after they make the decisions. So they make these congruent decisions that are in alignment with their purpose. And they know that they must literally have no leaks out to the side. They understand that even one opposing negative thought can sabotage their dreams. Whereas the failure mindset, or the losing mindset, is to seesaw backwards and forwards between positive and negative. If such a person ventures over to the negative side, the dark side, and keeps moving backwards and forwards between the two, well, the negatives are going to spring up and bad luck springs out of that negative. So the average person is going to go backwards and forwards, never making up their mind, never making a congruent decision, and ultimately they're going to fail. So in terms of making a decision and being able to stick by it, where are you on that scale between 0 and 10? Now, number two is, the successful person will always aim for the top of the pyramid, in the understanding that all the problems underneath will be solved. Now, what exactly does that mean? It means that they're going to hold on to the end target. Remember we talked about that? They don't sweat the small stuff. So the average person is going to spend all their time trying to solve all the problems on the way up to the top of the pyramid. And they eventually get swallowed up in all these problems. They lose their way, they lose their vision, they lose their purpose, they lose sight of their goals. They become overwhelmed. And ultimately, they sell out on their dreams and settle. Again, mark yourself out of 10. Number three, winners constantly question their limitations. And they do this until they can gather enough evidence to discredit each limiting belief. They're always asking, how can it be done? How exactly can I become better today? And that enables them to constantly break out of their limitations and keep growing as a person. Whereas the losing mindset is to never challenge or question those beliefs. They accept these beliefs as being true, and they remain trapped in them. So once again, in terms of you being able to break out your limitations, where are you at on the scale? Now, number four, winners know they're going to win in advance. And this is because they know about mental rehearsal. I've mentioned before that world champion athletes have won thousands of races in their own mind before ever setting foot on a track, whereas the average person will never step into the theatre of their mind. They'll never begin to take control of the pictures that they're showing themselves. They leave it all to chance. Now, of course, you've been practicing going into the theatre of your mind during this course. So, how well do you think you're doing? Be honest with yourself. Put down your score. Go ahead. Next, successful people take massive, continuous, congruent action in alignment with their compelling future. Their daily action steps are high leveraged. They complete the priority actions ahead of the less important ones. They know that fortune favors the bold, so at times they're going to take big, bold action when necessary. Whereas the failure mindset is one of procrastination, endlessly putting off tasks until it's just too late. Number 6. The winners of our world know the importance of attention, and they are able to super concentrate their mind with rapt and sustained attention. So they'll stay with the positive, stay focused on the big picture, they've got shut-out concentration, there are no leaks to the side. They become immune to negativity as a result. They just look at the winning post and they keep focused on that. Whereas the average person will easily be distracted. They have energy leaks everywhere, resulting in too little energy left over to succeed. So how's your concentration coming on? Once again, mark yourself out of 10. Next, successful people are masters of meditation. Meditation is simply to see deeply into something, to get insights. And such a person can access the state of theta and the dimension of the unconscious. They often don't know consciously how they're doing this and are often naturals. Whereas the failure mindset is to remain in the beta state of mind or the conscious state of mind. Their goals never reach the unconscious, and they seem to be always stressed out, uptight, worried. So the question you need to ask yourself is, can you relax? And at what level can you let go and relax? Now, number 8, winners are grateful. To be grateful, you must be focusing your mind on what's great in your life. To have continuous gratitude, you've got to be constantly focused on the best. And this sets up a magnetic energy where you just draw in and attract the opportunities and the great things that you want. Average people are just too caught up with themselves to appreciate what's great in their lives. Therefore, they stay trapped in a lower vibration. Next, winners know that one of the greatest secrets of success is to be able to leave the comfort zone and go out into the cold. They are willing to do what it takes to get comfortable becoming uncomfortable. They do the things that the average person is unwilling to do, and they've trained themselves to do this. They embrace challenges and change. Whereas, of course, the average person, they've settled, they're stuck in their comfort zone, they're died at 30, buried at 70. So in terms of gratitude and leaving the comfort zone, where are you on the scale? What's happening in your world? Number 10, winners know the power of the unconscious, and they'll ruthlessly guard against negative self-talk. Honestly, if the average person were to venture into the mindset of a winner of a champion, they would get the shock of their lives, because such a person has such a deadly mental attitude. They're going to push aside all negativity to maintain their focus. They just won't feed the thought vampires. Whereas the failure mindset is to talk yourself out of things, to continuously disempower and weaken yourself with this negative self-talk inside your head. So go ahead and look into your head right now. How empowering is your self-talk? Mark yourself out of 10. Next, winners are masters of their emotions, and are masters of their emotions because they have mastery over their thoughts. And this self-mastery means they are masters of their own destiny. Whereas the average person has absolutely no control over their thoughts whatsoever. Therefore, their emotions master them. They are always going to be overwhelmed by their emotions when challenged, and this will always lead to failure. So when you're marking yourself on this one, the question you need to ask yourself is, how good are you under pressure? Next, winners have inspiring role models and know there's no need to reinvent the wheel. One of the very best ways of upgrading your mindset is to model people who are doing something in life of what you want to do, and who are perhaps many levels ahead of you. The losing mindset is to have no imagination and no heroes. So go ahead, mark it down. Number 13. Winners have certainty of mind. They have such a certain mental attitude, they just shoot down all opposition and inspire people with this level of certainty and congruency. They can see their goal, they can feel it, they can hear it with such emotional intensity that it just passes on to the power within. Whereas average people are uncertain, they waver when faced with opposition, and this is why they're average. So if you feel you've got certainty of mind, at what level is this certainty coming from you? Is it at a world-class level, or is it just average? Go ahead and mark yourself out of 10 again. Number 14. Winners are naturals for being in the now. They are so often immersed in the dynamics of what they're doing that this takes them automatically into the flow, into the now, and they make contact with this infinite intelligence. Now, they often don't know that they're actually in the now because they're just so involved in what they're doing. The average person rarely, if ever, finds their flow. They are so self-conscious and fearful that it just keeps them on the outside looking in. Have you learned to be in the now yet? At what level can you do this? Next, winners have a clear, invincible vision. They have big, exciting goals that they're passionate about, and they're congruent. This goal will be so exciting, it will overcome all negative doubts and fears. This vision will electrify their daily life. They'll have power as a result, drive, passion, energy, positivity, happiness, fulfillment, purpose, guidance, direction, security, and influence. Whereas the average person has absolutely no vision. For lack of vision, the people perish. Their goals are too small, so they never engage their unconscious mind in the pursuit of their goals. The recipe for failure is to think too small, which is why they experience continuous struggle and failure. So look inside your mind now. How compelling is your vision? How colorful and exciting is it? It should just jump out at you. If it does, then obviously you're very high up on the scale. Number 16. The successful person recognizes the value of time. Time is something you cannot get back, and they know this. So they're going to use their time wisely. Whereas the failure will always waste time. It's always going to be tomorrow when they start important things. They often spend their time doing mindless tasks to take them further away from their goals. They hide behind emails, they refuse to face up to where they are, and generally they just waste their time. Have you learned to master time yet? Next, number 17. Winners will use the past as a great resource. They'll use both positive and negative events. They'll use negative events as character builders and feedback. In fact, they are such mind masters, they can glance over the negative, push it into the background of their mind, while enhancing their past successes and wins, so that when they look inside their mind, the successes stand out in surround sound technicolor. They are the good gardeners, whereas the losing mindset is to allow yourself to end up swallowed by the programs from your background, where these swamp your dreams. They live in a garden of weeds. As you look inside your mind, how is your garden? Number 18. Winners are persistent. They're going to keep going no matter what, always taking that next step. In fact, they'll always go the extra mile. And if necessary, the extra 1,000 miles. The average person just gives up too easily. They throw in the towel as they're just about to approach success. It's always a case of so near and yet so far. Do you go the extra mile? To what extent? Number 19. It takes a very special mindset, the winner's mindset, to say stop and not go there anymore. And that's exactly what winners do. They constantly observe their thinking, acting, and behaviors to make sure that they can break old habits and not fall back into them. And when they do get caught out, they immediately catch themselves before it's too late. Whereas the average person will constantly fall back into the old, tired habits. It's a case of one step forward and two steps back. Have you got the hang of breaking those old patterns yet? Next, Number 20. Winners will help as many people as they can along the way. They want to make a big difference in the world, to leave a legacy, to give back and fulfill a much greater purpose. The average person is going to be too caught up with themselves and their problems to see the bigger picture. There's not enough energy left over for others. The successful person is always going to ask, "What can I give? What value can I add?" They understand the power of giving. And they understand the power of contribution. They know that the more you give, the more you get. Emerson said that you will be compensated in direct proportion to the amount of energy you're giving out, to the value you're giving to people. Such a person is hooked up to the unlimited source of energy that never runs out. Think of someone like Gandhi. The average person is always tired and always looking to take. Their attitude is, "What can I get out of this person?" So I guess the question for you here is, how much of a difference are you making to people at the moment in your life? Number 21. Winners surround themselves with the right people of a similar mindset. They're going to avoid working with people who have the average mindset, who keep running backwards and forwards in their mind. Winners gravitate towards winners. Failures gravitate towards failures. Average people feel comfortable surrounding themselves with other people who are as negative as they are. But the winners of our world know the importance of a mastermind alliance. They understand that the ladder of success is never crowded at the top. Andrew Carnegie's mastermind group consisted of a staff of 50 people, many of whom became multi-millionaires. Henry Ford's most rapid strides forward became noticeable from the time he became a personal friend of Thomas Edison. Both became two of the richest men in America. Gandhi, as I mentioned earlier, accomplished a miracle by uniting over 200 million people in a spirit of harmony. Often it can be miraculous if you get two people to cooperate in a spirit of harmony for any length of time. And finally, number 22 on our list, winners believe. If you believe you can do a thing or believe you can't do a thing, you're right. Henry Ford said that, of course. We can believe whatever we want to believe. So why not believe in ourselves? Why not believe in our purpose? Why not believe in the best? Successful people believe that it's better to believe than not to believe. And because of this, they get invisible means of support, whether they know this consciously or not. They have an extra sixth sense, where an extra something becomes available to them. The average person has no belief in themselves. They doubt themselves, and therefore they have no access to this extra dimension of themselves. And as we discussed earlier, what you believe about yourself and how you think of yourself affects how other people feel about you as well. So, in short, winners are single-minded, whereas average people are double-minded. So there you have it. The winner's mindset versus the average mindset. How did you score? Is there work to be done? Well, the truth is we're all a work in progress. But at least now, you accurately know how far down your success path you actually are, and what areas you really need to work on in order to really succeed and fulfill all of your potential. For the unconscious integration of this lesson, go ahead and move on to the next track.